Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com. Happy days are here again. The Biden administration is bringing back the days of Jimmy Carter. Long gas lines can be seen all along the eastern seaboard, thanks to Dementia Joe's mishandling of a cyber attack on, dare I say the word, infrastructure? But there's nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Homeland Security Advisor Dr. Liz Sherwood Randall, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, and Jen Psaki are busy playing the semantics games.
Right now, there is not a supply shortage. We are preparing for multiple possible contingencies because that's our job, especially on the Homeland Security team, and considering what additional steps may be useful to mitigate any potential disruptions to supply.
In this particular region, that's where we're going to see the crunch. And this is why we know that we have gasoline, we just have to get it to the right places. And that's why these next couple of days, I think, will be challenging. And we want to encourage people, it's not that we have a gasoline shortage, it's that we have this supply crunch, and that things will be back to normal soon, and that we're asking people not to hoard.
So as Dr. Sherwood Randall alluded to, we have an interagency process that was stood up this weekend and is meeting regularly, many times a day, about a range of options. I'm not going to get ahead of those options, and at this point in time, I would just reiterate, we don't see a supply issue.
See, there's no supply issue, no impending shortage, no reason to panic. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Want to play a fun game? See how much time the networks give to the gas crisis compared to the ouster of Liz Cheney today. Listen to The Howie Carr Show today at 3.